talking about a disease that has devastated my family, and I know many, many families that we'll be talking to in here in next weekend, because we are walking to defeat ALS. Jay Koenig and Liz Crisanda. Did I get it?
You got it. Perfect.
Why do I always want to put something else in there?
Everyone wants to put another R in there.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Everyone wants to put another R.
Because I know a Crisandra, yep. You know, or a D or something like that.
Everyone wants to put the extra R.
Anyway, so you are the executive director of Upstate New York's
Of the ALS Association Upstate New York Chapter. We serve the 48 counties that are basically north of New York City. So we serve all the patients.
You got all that?
All that.
Wow. All these other organizations have it, you know, they're in Syracuse, they're in Albany, they're Buffalo, they're Rochester, and you guys are all in Syracuse.
Well, I'm
right?
in Syracuse, but we have staff in Rochester, Buffalo, Albany.
Okay.
So we're spread out throughout the state. We have remote care service coordinators who live in the communities that they're working in, and so they really know the services and the communities so they can help patients get hooked up with what they need.
If anybody's confused, ALS, we're talking about Lou Gehrig's disease.
Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
I still can't say it. I still can't say it. And Jay Koenig, he is just a good guy who, again, like me, has suffered a loss from a family member from ALS. And he has committed his life to honoring his cousin, Jumbo, and with many, many events. And we're going to put it all together next Saturday. So let's start with the walk.
Mm-hmm.
It is check-in is 9:30. The walk's at 11 o'clock. It's always a beautiful day down in Charlotte at Ontario Beach Park.
Of all the walks we do, it is the most beautiful walk route right there by the water, and it's always a beautiful day. Everyone just come on down and join us.
I take pictures. I just go out and look at the lake. It's like I was down there this morning because my son lives down there, and I had to drop something off. When that water is like glass, it is so beautiful down there. And we're going to we did the walk last year.
We did do the walk last year. We did a hybrid walk where we had people who were walking at home still coming off of COVID. But this year we are full force back at Charlotte with an in-person event. We're actually trending way ahead of where we were last year and the year before. I think people are eager to get back into the community and see people and participate in this event.
And I saw the numbers are good right now.
They are. They're fantastic.
I think we're just behind Buffalo, right?
You're just behind Buffalo, and we are over a week out, and I think that our goal for this year's walk is $175,000, and we're easily going to
we'll crush that.
We're going to crush it, absolutely.
We'll crush that. So, now, Jay, your event is after.
Yes.
Across the river.
We're going to watch the walk from Silclaw Laughlin's for our Jumbo fundraiser. So we're going to actually have music picking up right as they end, so people can just come across the bridge and up St. Paul and to Silclaw Laughlin's for some raffle baskets, some music. We're going to have hot dogs and a dunk booth.
Yeah. Free hot dog if you bring your walk thing
yep.
over. Receipt,
yes.
Right? Okay. Paul Stroh. Amanda Ashley, that's going to be good. That's good entertainment right
yeah,
there.
And Travis Fitch didn't make the poster you're reading, but he's going to fill the gap between the two of them.
I saw him there the other night for the Bills game, as a matter of fact. But the Ice Tank Challenge dunking booth, this goes back to one of the most successful fundraising events in the history of fundraising events, the Ice Bucket Challenge that all benefited ALS. And what was the number again? That
it was
money?
In the United States. It was $114 million were raised over a six-week period starting in August of 2014.
It was that long ago, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and it was transformational for the ALS Association, really allowing a lot of investment into research. And then,
sure.
As a local chapter, we've grown from one care coordinator. Now we have five, so it really changed us and allowed us to provide a lot more services, a lot more programs, more equipment, grants. Etc.
Every other cause out there tried to come up with something that rivaled the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Nothing was successful. It was the first viral fundraising challenge, and it has never been repeated. But it really was the beginning of what you see as online fundraising. That's where Facebook started, Facebook fundraisers and GoFundMe. All of that came out of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
And we just lost the guy who started it, right, up in Boston.
We did.
Yes,
we did.
That was recent, within
Pat
the last
Quinn.
Year.
I think it was in the past 2 years. Yeah.
Past 2 years, yeah. Isn't time is so warped right now with our little pause in the action there.
Exactly.
So Jumbo Fundraiser, you always have the coolest gifts, too, for your raffle items.
Well, we have a very generous community, so a lot of businesses have helped us out, and we've had a bunch of sponsors like Shamrock Jack, Silk O'Loughlin, Marge's Lakeside Inn. I can go on for 20 minutes, but we're very lucky to have...
We only have 15. So,
well, I'll make it shorter than that. But, you know, just great sponsors. Hot Shots Volleyball Club is actually doing a tournament the following weekend there on the 24th. So we're just very, very lucky to have a generous community to support this awful disease.
Who's in the dunking booth? Do we know?
Well, I don't know. We were trying to get this guy who wore his robe last year. Oh, that was you.
That's right.
Yeah, we're trying to get him in there. But we have a bunch of the regulars from Silk O'Loughlin's, and then we've got a bunch of the team players from the tournament that are going to be in the dunk booth on the 24th as well. So we've got a pretty good raft of people to get a little wet.
It's just something different and a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. The Jumbo fundraiser is probably one of my favorite events throughout the entire year in Rochester. Well, I love coming to this one.
It's a good group of people.
It's a wonderful group of people.
Jay
it's a
has,
fun event.
You know, gathered them up and he cracks the whip and keeps them going and has them collecting money. You just got a grant recently?
We did. New York Life actually just granted us their largest awarding grant for ALS of $25,000.
Nice.
So a little grant writing on my committee, and they did a great job, both Kevin and Steve. So thanks to them.
Tell us about your cousin a little bit.
My cousin Todd Cook passed. It's now been 9 years. So we've been kind of fighting this for this
young man too.
Yeah, he was 44 when he passed.
Right.
He was diagnosed 6 years previously, and they think he was misdiagnosed for two before that.
Yeah, that happens often, and we'll get into that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a CIA trained chef and was a general manager of a restaurant when he was diagnosed, and the Darden Group took great care of him.
Right. You've told that story to me.
Yeah. So.
And I lost my mother-in-law. And I lived with my mother-in-law right up till the end. She passed away in the house I currently live in. And she was 72. She had a career, local law firm here, Frachi Lang. She was Paul Lang's personal secretary for 35 years. So she was a very sharp woman. So when she lost, it was kind of, you know, because the saddest thing about ALS to me is, you know, people talk about Alzheimer's and stuff like that, which is terrible. Terrible, but ALS, you lose control of your body, but you still know what's going on.
Still know what's going on.
Your mind is still there.
And eventually...
And it's just cruel.
Eventually people with ALS lose the ability to communicate.
Oh,
And so we have things that we can do in the short term, like with eye gaze machines and voice generating devices. But eventually people lose control of the use of their eyes, and so even those devices aren't of value anymore.
You could just kind of see the expression in her face at the end. You know, that's all you could tell. That's all the communication you had.
Well, and this is a disease that is devastating for both the person who has ALS, but also for the family that is caregiving for someone with ALS.
Well,
because it takes the entire family.
Yeah, what my wife had to do to support her mom. I ended up in the house I'm in because my mother-in-law got the disease. She used to live down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's a builder. She had her bathroom and bedroom were upstairs in her house. My brother came up and put a whole addition on the house, a bedroom and a bathroom on the first floor, so she wouldn't have to go up the stairs anymore. And that only lasted not even a year before she just started, you know, her symptoms got worse and worse. And that's, we sold both houses and bought the house that we're in now. It was a bigger, much bigger house, and then my wife took care of her until the end.
One of the challenges of ALS is that it progresses often so rapidly that people are forced in a position where they have to make decisions about their care, where they're going to live, remodeling, like all of that, before they've, one, really wrapped their head around what's happening to them. But then also what works for them in the beginning of their disease isn't going to work at the end of their disease.
Yeah.
And that's really where the value of our care coordinators come in, because they can kind of see around those corners that the people, the families, don't even know are there. And so we can kind of gently help people prepare for what's coming without traumatizing them.
What are the numbers? How many people are diagnosed annually, do you think?
Well, we know that it's 6 people per 100,000. There are about 30,000 people with ALS at any given time in the United States. In upstate New York, we serve about 400 families every year. And it's tragic in that we probably serve 15 to 20 new patients every single month, but then we're also losing 15 to 20 right. patients every month.
Yeah, that's the sad part. With that $114 million, I think you said, what have we come up with? We've made some progress with treatment and drugs and stuff,
right? We've made a lot of progress. Well, on the one side, there are more clinical trials underway than there have ever been this past year for ALS ever. A lot of the research has been around genetics, like looking at genetic components or biomarkers to kind of see who it may develop ALS. Also looking for the commonalities between people who have ALS, because if we can figure that out, it kind of helps target research. But also, you know, this year, a drug called Radicava, which was made available in 2017, which was an infusion drug. It was very difficult to take. It was very cumbersome. Is now an oral formulation, so patients can take it easily in their home. It doesn't really impact the way that they're living. The FDA is actually ruling on another drug called AMX-35 later this month. The FDA just voted a couple days ago to recommend approval for that, their exploratory committee. There's another drug called Tofersen that they're ruling on in 2023, early in January. And then there's another drug called Neurone through Brainstorm that is working its way through the end of the FDA approval process.
Explain to people what ALS is and how, why it affects people the way it does.
So what ALS is it is actually the nerve cells on the side of your spinal cord deteriorate and die. They stop functioning. And those are the nerve cells that conduct impulses from your brain to your voluntary muscles. And so what happens is that people start losing the ability to move, usually like in their fingers and toes first, and then it kind of moves inward in their body over time.
Right.
Or there's another form where it starts in your throat and vocal cords first and then moves outward in your body. Eventually, everyone with ALS will lose the ability to move their diaphragm and therefore breathe.
That's it. Yeah. That's when the end is there. And, your cousin lasted how long?
Just under 6 years. I mean, like a month short of that.
Well, I think my mother-in-law was a little less than that, but she was older too, you know.
The average time from diagnosis is 2 to 5 years, but like Jay said, oftentimes people will have symptoms that they aren't going to think are ALS for a couple of years before that, because it mimics actually some of the signs of just normal aging.
Right.
You know, like you're...
Well, that's it. My mother-in-law was 67.
Right.
And she was getting clumsy, and then this one day she just, I remember she, I was opening the door for her because she brought a casserole over or something. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she just had this 100-mile stare and went down, you know, and I was like, whoa.
We've had people, you know, who've actually had surgeries for pinched nerves in their back or carpal tunnel surgery, thinking that that's what was going on. And then when they didn't improve, more investigations were done, and then they would end up with a diagnosis of ALS. It's in a lot like Alzheimer's, where you get to that diagnosis by ruling everything else out first.
Right. Well, I mean, all those drugs you just announced and told us about and all the clinical research that's going on took money. And that's why we're walking to defeat ALS. Mm-hmm. Walktodefeatals.org is how you sign up for the walk.
Yep.
Can people just sign up on Saturday morning at Charlotte?
Absolutely. You can come down to the park and sign up on site. Absolutely. And the more people, the better. We'd love to have you.
But a lot of these people they're in competition, especially people who have lost people to ALS. They're in competition to raise the most money. You know, they have
little competitions, you know, and we actually have, I think our largest fundraising team has raised well over $20,000 this year.
Nice.
And you know what we've really seen is just this outpouring of support for people with ALS from their friends and family.
Yeah.
And often, you know, it really takes a lot to keep the quality of life as high as we can, whether it's equipment, technology, home modifications, you know, and that's where we come in.
Yeah,
and support folks.
That's what you guys do, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. We do all that.
And Jay and I had a friend, Lee. She, we remember when her brother was diagnosed, and we just knew what she was in for. You know?
Yeah, and it's hard to actually put into words what they're going to go through. So I guess that's why I dedicated, you know, a lot of time and effort into trying to raise money so other people don't have to go through that.
Yeah, yeah. If we can nip it. Nip it. So,
you know, in the meantime, until we get to a cure, you know, there's care. That's where we come in. And there's a lot of things that are happening now in terms of the technology side that can help people live better lives and live longer.
Yes. So if you have come up, if you've been diagnosed, reach out to you guys, right?
Absolutely. Reach out to us.
Especially the caregivers and stuff, because they need to know what they're in for, too.
Absolutely. And so we have support for the person who has ALS. We also support the caregivers and the family. And we support the whole family. It's, you know, our support groups are open to the entire caregiving community. So it's not just the person who has ALS.
All right. Well, we're out of time. So we're going to walk next Saturday, the 17th of September, down at Ontario Beach Park, otherwise known as Charlotte. And walktodefeatals.org. That's how you get signed up. Or just show up Saturday morning around 9:30. And then we're going to go right across the river to the... And what is that Somerville, right?
That is the Somerville area, yes.
Yeah, Somerville area. That's where Silco Laughlin's is. And we got music, Paul Stroh, Amanda Ashley. And who else?
Travis Fitch.
Oh, that Travis Fitch, too. And the Ice Tank Challenge dunking booth is always fun. Have we got Liz in that yet?
She's volunteered, but you did such a good job, you took her spot last year.
Oh, was that?
You
can have your spot back this week.
I'm up for it.
All right. It's all this coming Saturday, Walk to Defeat ALS, and then let's head over to All Laughlin's after that. Jay and Liz, thank you for coming in and talking about this, and we'll see you next weekend.
Thank you for having us, and thank for all you do to support the entire Rochester community.
We can't not do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we're grateful. Thank you very much, Dino.